Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari.
But the rebound comes down, Oakland covers it. Golkey got it back, he wants another three. That one is good! Golkey did it again!
Audio from Westwood One, heard here yesterday on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. In the men's South region, Jack Golkey's 32 points led 14-seed Oakland past 3-seed Kentucky in a stunning 80-76 upset. They'll take on 11-seed NC State tomorrow. The Wolfpack beat 6-seed Texas Tech 80-67.
Hall, half-court heave, no good, out of bounds, Duquesne can do, 71-67, their first NCAA tournament win since 1969.
In the East, 11-seed Duquesne got 19 points from Day-Day Grant in their 71-67 upset of 6-seed BYU.
Trying to find Lucas. Davidson, top of the key, drive. Step back, three on the way. Davidson missed it. A lot of contact, no foul. Rebound to the right side. Blackshear, a three at the buzzer for the tie. Air ball, and Dayton with a huge comeback win to advance to round two.
In the West region, 7-seed Dayton used a 24-4 run to come back and beat 10-seed Nevada 63-60. In the Midwest region, 4-seed Kansas survived against 13-seed Samford 93-89. They'll play 5-seed Gonzaga, who eliminated McNeese. 11-seed Oregon ousted 6-seed South Carolina. 3-seed Creighton handled Akron. Texas over Colorado State, and 2-seed Tennessee beat 15-seed St. Peter's. Westwood One's coverage of the NCAA men's tournament continues today at noon here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Among the games that you'll hear today include Northwestern versus FAU. That's around 12:15. Around 3:10, you'll hear New Mexico versus Clemson. At 7:10, Vermont versus Duke. And at 9:55, TCU versus Utah State. You'll also hear parts of the game between the Midwest region number 1 seed Purdue versus 16-seed Grambling. That game tips at 7:25. You'll also be able to see that game on TBS. The women's NCAA tournament continues today after the first 4 round wrapped up last night. Arizona, Holy Cross, Presbyterian, and Vanderbilt all advance into the field of 64. Notre Dame will take on Kent State tomorrow at Purcell Pavilion, with the broadcast beginning at 2 p.m. tomorrow on Live 99.9. The winner of that game will take on either Ole Miss or Marquette on Monday. A limited number of both single-session and all-session tickets are still available. By now, most who filled out a March Madness bracket have learned that it's basically impossible to get one perfect. There's over 9 quintillion potential outcomes on a bracket, but the odds become favorable if you're someone with a better-than-average knowledge of basketball. And even then, they only change to around 1 in 120.2 billion. So, how possible is it to pick a perfect bracket? Edward Sutherland from Sporting News recommends this strategy. Quote, look for a scientist in the parking lot of a shopping mall with a DeLorean, ramp it up to 88 miles per hour, and buy a sports almanac from at least 2023. Then come back to just before the tournament and fill out your picks. Unquote. Notre Dame men's basketball is losing a couple players to the transfer portal. Former walk-on guard Alex Wade will have 2 years of eligibility remaining after he transfers. The junior will be a graduate transfer after completing his degree from the Mendoza College of Business in just 3 years. Senior forward Matt Zona is also transferring. Zona was named Notre Dame's captain shortly before the Irish took on Clemson on March 2nd. That night, which was senior night, Zona hit 2 3-pointers, hauled in 4 rebounds, and dished out 2 assists to help the Irish upset the Tigers. Zona will now look for a place where he can earn more playing time in his final season of college basketball. After Zona's departure, Notre Dame is at 12 scholarships for the 24-25 season. While asked by reporters about sports gambling, Cleveland Cavaliers coach J.B. Bickerstaff revealed that he's been approached and even threatened by gamblers. Bickerstaff says that some have gotten his phone number and sent, quote, crazy messages about where I live and my kids and all that stuff, unquote. Security was alerted and the gambler in question was found and dealt with. Bickerstaff says it's a, quote, dangerous game and a fine line that we're walking for sure, unquote. This comes after Tyrese Halliburton of the Indiana Pacers admitted that the environment created by sports betting sometimes makes him feel like a prop. Jalen Green scored 26 points to help the Houston Rockets win their seventh straight, a 127-117 win over the Chicago Bulls. Dylan Larkin and Andrew Kopp each scored twice for Detroit as the Red Wings beat the Islanders 6-3. The Chicago Blackhawks were blanked by Anaheim 4-0.
Cloudy with snow showers and chances of rain today. Temperatures getting up into the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pougeot.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.